Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, October the 18th, and welcome to our commentary. You know, I was talking to an old friend of mine today. We've been friends for a long time, I guess that's what I meant to say. And he called me this morning, and he was complaining about everything going up, the price of everything going up. He had just gotten a bill for his insurance, his car insurance, and it had gone up significantly. So he was a bit frustrated, as I'm sure I would have been if I had gotten a similar increase. And there's nothing wrong with his driving record. I mean, it's not anything like that at all. But we began to talk, and I asked my friend, do you remember 1982? And he said yes, but he was not living in the United States at that time. And the reason I brought that up, 1982, is that if you remember 1982, you're going to know exactly what's happening out there. In 1982, we had a very bad case of inflation. We had inflation, I think it got up to about what it is now. It was double digits, I know. And as a result of that, we had all kinds of crazy price increases because the institutions and the whole structure, economic foundation of the country was infected with inflation, if I could put it that way. And everything started to go up, and it took a very severe recession in 82, 83 to take us out of that inflationary spiral. It eventually worked, and by the end of 83, beginning of 84, we had gotten inflation out of our system, but it was a very painful process. And I think that's what's coming right now, by the way. I have bad news for you. That's what's coming right now. So if you're starting to see a lot of inflation and you don't quite understand it, or you've never gone through this before, just talk to anybody who was around in 1982. Anybody who remembers 1982 will tell you exactly what happened then and how similar it is. You know, when you hear on the news that this is the worst inflation since 1982, that's what they're talking about. That's exactly what they're talking about. They're talking about the price of everything going up. It was a scary thing back in 82, and it's going to get scary this time around. But we will eventually get out of this. But as happened in 82, 83, it's going to take a very severe recession to walk us through this whole thing. So I hate to bring you bad news about inflation, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Well, I have a post over at the American Thinker this morning, Tuesday morning, talking about what is happening down in Texas, in South Texas, on district number 34. They have a special election. Well, not a special election. They have a regular congressional election going on down there. But that's a new district, meaning that it came out of the redistricting process that we went through. So it is district number 34, and you actually have two incumbent members of Congress running against each other. Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, who is a member of Congress, and Myra Flores, Republican, who is also a member of Congress. So these two people are running against each other. So far, it's a very competitive election. It's a toss-up. It could go either way. And given the political environment in the country, I don't know who's going to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Myra Flores wins a majority Hispanic district in South Texas. So as a consequence of the politics of that election, the politics has gotten pretty nasty down there, and Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat, has been attacking the Republican Myra Flores in pretty tough ways. For example, he said something along the lines that she cannot think for herself. And then they also came up with a very ugly picture of Myra Flores, and they put her out there with a gun, you know, sort of reminiscent of that photo, if you remember from your history, of Bonnie Parker, of Bonnie and Clyde. You know, she was holding that machine gun or whatever it was in that photo. And why is Vicente Gonzalez doing this? Why is the Democrat doing this? Well, he's doing it because it's getting very tough to be a Democrat in South Texas these days. Those used to be districts they walk away with, but not anymore. There's a very competitive environment. And I think the Democrats don't know how to handle the new political character of South Texas, which is the Republican woman. they don't know what to do with a Republican woman because they've never had to compete against them in the politics. So how is all of this going to turn out? I'm not sure. I think it's a toss-up right now. Either one could win. It's going to be very close. Whoever wins, it'll be within a point. But I wouldn't be surprised if Myra Flores, given the environment in which we're in, turns out to be the victor in that election. But one thing that I think Vicente Gonzalez has to be very careful with, and that is these attacks against women could backfire, I think, with many women. I mean, he's being very nasty against Myra Flores, that picture that he put out and, saying that she cannot think for herself. Those are pretty nasty attacks. And I have a feeling that that could eventually backfire on him as he's trying to win the female vote in that district. Well, if you've been following the news, you know that it's getting a little bit crazy out there when it comes to the environment. You know, people acting on behalf of protecting the environment are getting pretty silly with what they're doing. You know, a week ago we had people in London go into an art museum and throw tomato soup at a painting of Vincent van Gogh. I guess they were angry that Van Gogh was painting using flowers or whatever, and they were angry, so they decided to attack that painting. Thankfully, it didn't damage the painting because they usually have glass to protect it, or at least I don't think it did. But anyway, it was a pretty stupid thing. The two young people were arrested, and they belonged to some organization against fossil fuels. So what does fossil fuels have to do with Vincent van Gogh? I don't know. If you know, let me know. And the other incident, again from London, these things are happening in England. I don't know what's going on over there. But this is one where young people are going into grocery stores, open the container, and they take the milk and they start, just pouring the milk on the floor. And they're also involved in the environment. They're protecting, I guess, the way that we process milk or the way that these companies, manufacture the milk or whatever it is, and not manufacture it, the way they bottle it and then send it to the stores. In the opinion of these young people, this is hurting the environment because of emissions and so on. Look, there's always a little bit of truth in every crazy thing. And maybe these young people have some truth to what they're saying, but their tactics are so stupid and so immature. And this is one of the problems with the environmental movement, that they're either alarmist or they're just crazy and mature, like they're blocking streets or they're keeping people from driving to work or whatever. And I have said for many, many years that the movement, the environmental movement, while it may be good at heart and may have some good intentions, unfortunately, there's just a lot of crazy people who speak for that movement, and they do a lot of crazy things, like pouring milk on the floor of a store or throwing tomato soup at an image of Vincent van Gogh. So if you want to persuade people, if you want people to take your case seriously, you're going to have to do serious things. So if you want to have a debate or a conversation about emissions, don't go into a store and pour milk on the ground, because that's not going to get you the attention that you think it does. Don't walk into an art museum and start throwing tomato soup at an image of Vincent van Gogh. That's not going to win you many friends. That will end up, you'll end up in jail probably for doing this, but you're not going to make up any friends or persuade people. You have to come up with better arguments than that. And that's one of the problems with the environmentalist movement, that they engage in alarmist tactics like the world is going to end in 10 years or, you know, we're all going to die in 5 years. And they end up, I think, hurting their cause a lot more than they realize. So if you want people to follow you, if you want to make an argument, you have to be serious. And you have to present arguments to people in a serious and adult manner. And many of these environmentalists, unfortunately, are not doing that. You know, one of the big issues in this midterm election is violence in our cities. And Exhibit A has got to be Philadelphia, going through a terrible violence spree right now. I don't know if you saw these images of people actually attacking police cars and throwing bottles at them and damaging them. I don't know what they're going to do in Philadelphia about this crime, but I hope that the people of Philadelphia, the people who live there, use the vote that they have in a couple of weeks to at least make some changes, because what's happening in Philadelphia and many of these other cities, this is no accident. This is the product of some very bad local government, local governments who have not taken a tough posture against criminals. When you're out there throwing bottles at police cars, you need to be locked up. Not get arrested on Monday, out on the street on Wednesday. You know, you need to get locked up for a while. And you need to send a message that you're not going to tolerate that in your city. Unfortunately, that's not happening in Chicago. That's not happening in Philadelphia. That's not happening in New York City. So you have this crime wave that just keeps, you know, getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, today we're going to remember, as we leave you, a couple of people from our youth as we were growing up. The first one is Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry, of course, the rock and roller. Chuck Berry was not Elvis, but he was probably more important than Elvis in terms of the history of rock and roll. He wrote some of the great songs of rock and roll music. He also, you know, he became, I think, the father of the electric guitar in rock and roll. And if you listen to the Beatles or Rolling Stones, you're going to hear a lot of Chuck Berry songs that they recorded later in their own career. So Chuck Berry, who was born in St. Louis on this day in 1926, he was as old as my father. I didn't realize Chuck Berry and my father were born the same year. And Chuck Berry passed away in 2017. So Chuck Berry, in many ways, the father of rock and roll, even though, of course, Elvis was the one who made it famous. It was people like Chuck Berry who wrote the great songs. The other person we remember today is Barbara Billingsley. Now, if you remember that show, Leave It to Beaver, Barbara Billingsley was the mother on that show. Mrs. Cleaver, I'm sure everybody remembers Mrs. Cleaver, one of the great television characters of all time. She was the mother on that show, Leave It to Beaver. And for many of us, just one of my favorite characters. In fact, I wrote a post in my blog a couple of years ago where I took a look at my favorite television mothers. And she was number one. She was number one. I always thought that Leave It to Beaver's mom, Mrs. Cleaver, was just number one. Well, she was born on this day in 1915 and passed away in 2020. So she had a long life, 95 years. Now, other than Leave It to Beaver, I frankly don't know what else she did. I'm sure she did. I'm sure she did other things. And it's very likely that she had movies or other shows that she did. But nothing like Leave It to Beaver, the tremendous success that she had on that show. That went on for about 7 years. So that must have been a pretty important part of her life. So Chuck Berry and Barbara Billingsley, a couple of people that we remember growing up and listening to or watching on television. Thank you for listening. I'm hoping the Yankees will win later today. They're going to play a makeup game on Tuesday. I hope they win and go to the league championship series against Houston. I think Yankees versus Houston is the series that we all want to see. Thank you for listening. Enjoy yourself. Have a great day. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.